Want to make a difference in your community but not sure how? Go to GoFundMe.com right now and start a GoFundMe. Seriously. Your next fundraiser doesn't have to start in a school parking lot or a church basement. You can start a GoFundMe today in just minutes. Fundraise for yourself, a friend, or family member, or an organization. All that matters is that you care about them. GoFundMe is the trusted place to fundraise for what you care about. With no pressure to hit your fundraising goal, but tons of tools to help you reach it, you can confidently start fundraising right now. Whether it's creative, local, or critical, your cause matters. And there's a reason why GoFundMe is backed by millions and chosen by fundraisers everywhere. It works, and it matters. GoFundMe helps you make a real difference. Start your GoFundMe today at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com. GoFundMe.com. This is a commercial message brought to you by GoFundMe.
At Pluralsight, we don't just teach skills. We are building the tech workforce who deliver results fast, accelerated by top-tier content. Lead with confidence. Lead with expertise. Visit us at Pluralsight.com to tap in and learn more.
The goal for this podcast is to better our understanding through conversation. Communication is one of the easiest, yet hardest things to do. Whether that's communication of feelings, thoughts, or opinions. But through communication, new perspectives begin to take place. Throughout the various topics and opinions discussed on this podcast, we hope that we can add value, understanding, and a few laughs to your day. Thank you for listening, and enjoy the show.
It says, when I is replaced with we, even illness becomes wellness. When I is replaced with we, even illness becomes wellness.
That's real. I replace with we, man. That's real. That's real, man. I was just like solo. You know what I'm saying? Right. Everybody want to do it on a solo.
Solo. That's how you can be living in your life. Solo.
Man, dude, that's real.
Everything that's going on around you just got you feeling low. Solo.
Man, that's so real.
That's a low point. But man, we.
We, man.
We together creates wellness.
I like that, bro. Yeah. That's crazy, man.
Brother Malcolm X.
Man. Oh, that's dope. Yeah. That's dope, man.
That brother just threw up the X. They say X marks the spot, man.
That's funny, man. But nah, I believe that, bro, for real. That's deep, though, man. Because it's like, I feel like, go ahead.
I'm sorry. No, go ahead. That's deep because what?
No, I was just going to say, man, it's just deep because it's like, you know, when two or more come together, you know what I'm saying? Like they speak in the Bible, man. Like the presence of the Lord appears, man. And it's like,
it's present.
You know, it's better to be back to back than just standing, trying to watch all your, you know what I'm saying, angles. You know what I mean? And I think it just happened like, you know, a circle, whether it be small, big, grand, whatever, like having other people along with you trying to build for the same thing, it just motivates you, man. It builds that confidence, like, you know, like, yo, bro. It's like a foundation, like locking links.
Becomes bubbles, the bubble effect.
Facts.
I got you, man. Something just hit me, man. What's your present stance on today?
On today?
Yeah, just hit me with something, man. If you had a moment right now to just share something with somebody, and you know what I'm saying, something. We're going to call it some soul food. If you can give somebody a little touch of soul food, what would you share with them and why? What would you impart on their life and why?
And to be real, bro, this from the heart. It's just like a mixture of just like, you know, what I've been going through, who I've been speaking to, like just jobs, everything, man. It's just like, bro, like imperfect action beats no action any day. And it's like you'll be sometimes too much in your head and all you need to do is just make a decision. You know what I mean? Make a decision, reassess. And you automatically do it. Sometimes you be on autopilot. But if you put like intentionality, you know what I mean? And I think a lot of times too for myself, I may not have the people that I want around me or the influence I want around me. Like they say, get around better people, get around millionaires, get around this. If you want to grow and get to a new level, I got interviews, I got books, I got all this other stuff. And I just tap into that. You know, and sometimes that's the kick in my butt that I need sometimes to be like, all right, man, I'm tripping. You know what I mean? It could be worse. I just need to double down, or maybe I need to just keep at the same speed I'm at, but just keep going. You know what I'm saying? And that's really kind of like my mindset lately.
That's pretty powerful, man. That's deep.
You know what I mean? Real talk, bro. Real talk, man.
That's, man, that, boy, you said Sunday, man.
I appreciate
you. Boy, you got food ready on the corner of your mouth, man. Boy, hey.
That's real, though, boy, man.
I'm talking about that came with no bill bone. I like that, man. Yeah, I like, man, that.
Yeah, bro.
So you, it's interesting. Anything? Yeah, it's interesting you say that, right? So mine is interesting right now, man. I'm going to get it to you on a straight blank canvas. I don't even know how this is going to go, what's about to come out my mouth, but just, I'm just being honest
soul,
with you.
Man.
Yeah, that's it.
Soul,
this is very much soul deep. So, just being a journeyman. Oftentimes, you know, man, lately I've been finding myself battling with a lot of confusion. It's been a chaotic mess at times, man. I've been lost. Definitely been lost. It's like, man, GPS ain't working. The compass. My moral compass has been in question sometimes. Like Superman with an S on his chest, man, I guess what's been on my chest has been a straight question mark. Like, you know, and I guess I've been hooked.
By what?
A hook.
Yeah, I see what you're saying. Yeah,
That's what's been on my chest. So I've been being pulled in a plethora of directions and just wanting to just stay still, but still being pulled. It's like a force has been just pulling at me, man. It's like a force far greater than any that I felt before spiritually. But I feel like all of this is happening in a room, like a four-wall room in which it's just like, man, I know my breakthrough is on the other side of these walls, or one wall in particular, but it's like, for me, I'm troubled so much, I'm just looking at walls. I'm looking at these walls thinking, which one is my escape? You know what I mean? I feel like I'm rambling.
Nah, that's deep though, man. Let me, go ahead.
So, being a journeyman, I feel like I'm out there. I feel like I know I'm searching for something. I feel like I know what the something is that I should be grasping. Right now, I feel like I'm out of touch. I feel like I'm feeling like I'm not wielding my own potential. I'm not wielding my own resources because in order to do that, I feel like I'm closer to being a completed product. Right now, I feel like I'm so far from being a completed product to the point to where, like, those resources that I already know that's there, I know how to use them. I know what they're for. I feel like that's a cheat code that if I use that, I'm really not helping myself out right now. I feel like I'm supposed to grind right now. I gotta grind myself through all of this. Like, it's like the dirty work. It's like being out there, excuse me, it's like being on a farm in which I could do this the pretty way if I choose to. I could try to use this tractor, but right now the type of work that I have to do, it calls for me to have to use these hands. It calls for like calluses to come, you know, to come upon me. I feel like, you know, manure. I'm dealing with a lot of manure.
Right.
You know what I mean? And but I feel like regardless, being a journeyman right now, I'm supposed to continue to plant seeds. And sometimes it's hard to plant seeds because it's like you don't feel like you in the right position, or you don't feel like you have everything that's needed to bring you know, to bring this seed to bring it into the state of being in which it's conducive of growth.
Right, right.
Because sometimes just handling certain things, you handling certain things, that affects, you know, the outcome of whatever. So it's like, I know that's a delicate task, but it's just dealing with that manure, man.
This translation in my head is so funny, man, because I feel you, bro.
That's where I'm at right now, man.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's a dirty job. Hey, boy.
That's funny.
I feel like, boy, they did me dirty. but it's funny, like, dog. I will say this, man. Each and every day that I move, through the state, though, I do find some comfort in the sense of belonging. I want you to hear me good on this. Who wants to say that they belong to manure? I'm not saying that. But what I'm saying is, I feel like it's March. My grandfather used to always tell me about March being kite month. And it's like, man, this is some tumultuous winds that's happening, man, outside. I'm talking about literally and figuratively, man. But it's like right now, that's my life. My life is mimicking these, you know, these stormy type of winds. And it's like, but these winds, they'll provide me second winds. It's like, man, like on the hardest type of day, man, where I just like, I feel like I want to give up. I feel like everything working against me. I feel like, man, hey, man, I'm talking about, man, there's no air. Then all of a sudden God is sending wind.
Right.
And it's like that wind is like that proverbial, like that charge that I need. And it's like, he's breathing back into my lungs. I could feel it. You know what I mean? And it's like, man, I'm loving that feeling that I'm getting. Although right now, again, I'm still wearing this question mark on me, but it's like, I feel like with every passing day, this hook or this question mark that I wear, that I rock, like it's a logo. I feel like I'm chipping away at this hook. I'm chipping away at this question mark. And then I do feel like on the other side of this, the question mark will no longer exist, but in its place, it'll be an exclamation point. That is where I'm at right now. I'm finding myself. I'm redefining myself. You know, I'm learning how to shine in darkness. I'm learning how to do the dirty work that no one really wants to do, but sometimes we're called to do. You know what I'm saying? That's where I'm at right now. I'm learning honestly. I'm learning how to contrast. F is black. I'm learning to understand why white must exist. I'm understanding why F is white, why black must exist. I'm learning how to see things from a way in which I never thought to even question before. I never even thought to focus my eyes on understanding.
Mm-hmm.
So like, man, that's pretty much in a nutshell.
Nah, man. A lot of the question mark for me is, I was just thinking, was like the question that pops in my head is like, what if? You know what I'm saying? What's next? What now? What this? And then on the contrast to that is action to me. You know what I mean?
That's the only way to combat it.
Like, it's action, man.
You said it, bro. It's crazy how both of our, like, when I asked you that question initially, and you were talking about movement. Mm-hmm. And for me, what I was talking about, the thing that you have to fight and you battle it on an everyday, the more things get more confusing to you, the more things become indirect, so to speak. What does people tend to want to do? They tend to want to stop.
Yeah, shut down.
They tend to want to become stagnant for that moment. Even if they call themselves trying to study it. When you look at, you know, you look at the manner in which a person specifically studies, do they study holding a book and walking? No, I'm just, no.
Nah.
No. It's like, man, that level of focus takes them and they lock in like this.
Yeah.
But it's no movement happening. So I guess the question is, can you study and showcase action? Like,
do this. I think so.
Is it okay?
Because to me, it's like testing. You know what I mean? Like testing your results. And then from your results, you study a little bit more.
So applying.
You know what I'm saying?
Applying.
To me, yeah, that's how it looks to me. It's like, okay, I test this to see if it's going to work. I think, too, what freezes, too, man, is like, to you is untested. To the world is not. Because in the world, everybody's experienced everything new. There's nothing new under the sun.
That's true.
So in your life experience, in your world, this is your first time testing it. So you have to see what results you're going to output. And it may be the same results, similar results, whatever, but it's there. You know what I mean? For you to do. You know what I mean? Some people freeze up with that. I've done it in my life. I'm pretty sure other people have done it. What I pull from that too, and you could also get stuck in this too. For me, I look to like other people. You know what I mean? Like first name that come to mind is like this dude named Eric Thomas. Like the passion, the drive he put into telling his life story and his experiences and how he related to life is dope to me. But you could also get tight. You could also, to me, get caught in listening to other people's experiences and not having your own.
That's true.
You know what I'm saying? So it's just like, okay, but now going back to what you just said, you listen, you take from what they told you. How can I apply it to my life? You test it, and then you go back and repeat the process. Mm-hmm. And that's where I'm learning at. You know what I'm saying? And
so you become a scientific.
Scientific. That's it, bro. Hypothesis. That's what it's mm-hmm. called. You know, and I just think that's how you grow, man. That's how you learn. That's the only way to do life is what I'm learning from. You know what I'm saying? And it's like
full of trial and error.
Full of trial and error, bro. But it shouldn't be an era of like going back to zero. It's never that. You know what I mean? And in our head, we overcomplicate it and we think that's what's going to happen. But really, it's just like a downgrade. Okay, then I go back up higher. I might go back one level lower, up, 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 up. But you keep going up if you look at it over a long period of time. Your thing is like a slow ascending up. But it feels like in the moment, and I think that's the trick of the devil, it feels like in the moment that you're getting destroyed. It's like losing the battle, winning the war.
Mm-hmm.
You feel what I'm saying? And that's just like, you know, like you asked me before we started, or maybe it was on when you asked me like if I could sum it up. You know what I'm saying? Like that's kind of where I'm at right now. It's like, okay, I lost a lot of battles, but I'm winning the war over the long period of time.
Yeah.
You feel what I'm saying? And that's where I'm at, man. It's just like, also the question mark. I go back to that because I'm in my head a lot. And this type of job that I'm in, the question that a lot of times people are missing is like the quote that comes to mind is like, I cannot control the outcome, but I can control how I react to the outcome. You know what I mean? I cannot control, I may not control other people, but I can control myself. And I think sometimes that's the clip question that we need to go back to. It's like, okay, what can I do? What can I control? What can I contribute? What can I not do? You know, I'm looking at this wall, right? I'm going to say this and I'm gonna shut my mouth. But it's questions to ask myself to realign with my higher self. What can I do to level up? What can I stop doing to level up? What can't I do to level up? What do I have to sacrifice to level up? And it's like, it's been a while since I looked at that, but it's just like the conversation and the tone that we going on. It's like, dang, that fit perfect. And that's the question mark sometimes. A lot of the questions I think we should direct to ourselves, you know? And it's like my life and everybody's life, like the people that I aspire to be like, a lot of them did a lot of self-analysis. You know what I'm saying? And that's just like, it's the inner work. You spoke to me about that. You told me that. You like the inner work, the inner me. It's a lot of inner stuff, man.
Yeah. Long before, yeah, it's no different than a volcano, man. Everybody, the only thing people ever really see from a volcano is the moment it becomes active on the outside.
Facts.
But everything is really happening within.
Facts, man.
It's like it could lie dormant for years, and then all of a sudden, activity happens within.
And we love to say this came out of nowhere.
It's been or we'll say, boy, it's been brewing. let somebody go off.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? A volcano where to go off, erupt. Mm-hmm. Let somebody go ahead and erupt. Boy, that's it. They have been brewing in Buddy for a minute now. You know what I'm saying? But it's like, or, you know, It doesn't matter. It could be a job in which, you know, an individual, you see glimpses of the potential there. And you like, bruh, this young dude here, man, this young dude might be a prodigy. And you're like, man, why you say that? Man, you ever heard him in a meeting before? You ever, like, the brother, like, he gets it, man. I'm talking about, man, this, it's been stuff in which, man, we've been trying to, you know, train for this moment or train for this particular position for years. And this guy is picking this up like he might just be a born prodigy. And all of a sudden, the right place, right time, and all of a sudden, man, it's like the right audience is upon him. And then he just go ahead and, you know, it's no longer a glimpse of his potential. Now the guy is like he's coming to his own. Mm-hmm. Now you like, this man went off. But you like, yeah, like you say, some people will say, man, that happened overnight. Nah, the glimpse, they've been, the writing on the wall has been there.
Yeah, man.
Now all of a sudden, all it is you just ask for opportunity. Cause anything worthwhile, it always come from within. It's like you look at the, you know, the plant and structure, everything, like even with trees, man, before they become so mighty, man, it's like the roots. Everybody become fascinated sometime with the branches, but the opposite of the branches, the rooting system is the branches beneath, and that's the roots. And it's like, man, those are the things that grab hold of something and it holds it in place. You know what I'm saying? It defies gravity. The is the core, you know, what happens beneath the ground is it's the roots, man, the rooting system. And it's like becoming rooted in life. It's like once you become rooted in life and you have that Rosa Parks mentality, I should not be moved. I'm not going nowhere. You know, this is, you know what I'm saying? Nah, bro. You're not in this by yourself. This is my battle too.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? I'm going to sit my behind on the bus too. Now watch me move. You know what I'm saying? It's like when stuff like that happens, when you have that determination, that's that strong rooted principle and understanding. No, I belong. I don't care what they talking about. I belong. And I'm going to show them better than I can tell them. When all of that begins to change, like your movements change. Because everything that's within, inside, it starts to surface to the outside. And by that time, somebody look at you and whoever may have slept on you, they didn't even know it was possible. But if they would ever paid attention or actually listened to you before your actions actually put everything into motion, you probably spoke about it before. But what you speak about, it came from in here.
I hope I can say this right, man. But as you were talking, I'm thinking about the Rosa Parks mentality, right? And you read something earlier about, it was like something about we. You know what I'm saying?
Gotcha.
Can you read that again real quick? And then I'm gonna try to tie something in.
Okay. So it says, when I is replaced with we, even illness becomes wellness. Again, it says, when I is replaced with we, even illness becomes wellness.
Now, this is how I'm going to tie it in, right?
Because that right there was quoted by Malcolm X.
That was Malcolm X, man. And it's crazy because it is deep. I don't know how many times I said it on this podcast, but it's like, that's really deep. But when I is placed with we, even illness is becomes wellness or replaced by wellness or something like that. But it's like that mindset, right? Rosa Parks as I became we because other people felt the same energy and felt that same oppression, and that illness of racism became wellness because it created or it stemmed off into something that became like a movement. The same as opposite. When I is placed with we and other people feel violence or other people feel this anger inside and they manifest it as a group, then that becomes degrading or brings down something, right? So I just think like being mindful of what you tap into. Like your energy, where your energy flows, because like, for instance, when we go into work and somebody's having a bad day and you join in with that, now both of y'all miserable.
Exactly.
Now somebody going to come in and relate to that and it's all three of y'all miserable, right? Versus the opposite of that. And it's just like, you know, I just think like that part is powerful because it ties into that. Even illness become wellness. And wellness can also become illness with the right amount of group and the right amount of energy right. and the right amount of people pouring their energy into it. So it's just like that part, right? Which is controllable. Mm-hmm. We all can control that. You know what I mean? And it's just like, you know, the question, right? It goes back to that question mark because that pops up a lot in our lives, man. And I think that we have opportunities to like tap into other sources, other people that have experienced that.
Wow.
On both sides. Cause it's like polar ends, you know what I mean? North Pole, South Pole. So you could do the wellness thing, or you could tap into other people and go on YouTube and look for drama and all this other negativity. Or you could go on YouTube or use your books or whatever you got to you to tap into that wellness.
Check this out, man. So what just popped into my head. Be careful what you get hooked on. Either you're getting hooked on a question or you remain in the question or you get hooked on becoming the answer. Bro, you know, it's like becoming the problem solver.
That's fire.
So it's like both can exist. You're either one or the other. You're either getting hooked on a question or you living the question or you hooked on
that's it.
Becoming a remedy.
That's it, bro. That's the whole message of this podcast right now. That's the whole, if y'all listening, man, rewind that, because that's the whole message of this podcast and life. Every negative situation that we encounter, some people let that encompass them. And I work in like I work in a disciplinary unit as a CO basically. And I see that encompass people. Like it creates a bubble and a shell and that becomes their power. And it actually is their illness.
Yeah.
Because they're like, they're against me. They don't want me. They don't do this. They don't do that. And what dependency does, when you get dependent on that negative energy, it takes away your independence. It really takes away your independence because now you're dependent on that negativity to fuel you. You know what I mean? And it's so easy to do because there's so many negative things that happen in the world because they exist the same as other stuff. Mm-hmm. But it's just like that part right there, man, it's just like, you know, what you going to get hooked on, man? Are you going to get hooked on becoming the answer or are you going to get hooked on becoming the problem? Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, that's crazy, dog. Like, that junk is crazy, man. It's, why is that so hard, though? Why is it so hard to, like, understand? Or why is it so easy to forget?
Well, first of all, I think you said it right the first time. It's hard to understand because some of us don't take the time to acknowledge, first of all, the true issue. The true issue being dealing with that I, the illness. The illness is I. And how can we ever get to the other side of birthing we or wellness? It's like you must deal with the I. You know, a lot of times, think about it. The first thing, honestly, we are introduced to between the two is I. You know, I came in this world by myself so lightly, I'm going to die by myself. I mean, that's a possibility. We don't know, but that's definitely a possibility. In a lot of cases, it is closer to a more realistic possibility. We become enamored with what we learn to do, or we believe strongly in what we can do. Now, this we that I'm speaking of is actually I.
Yeah.
It's the first thing you learn is what you can do.
Yeah.
And man, I know, man, I'm a force, man. Hey, just hand me the ball and get out the way. Okay. So if they hand you the ball and they just get out the way, now you're telling your blockers too to get out the way. So now it's you against a whole other team. I don't like your odds with that, bro.
Now, could like you also be taught stuff too?
Of course. A lot. That's what I say. This is the first thing that we're introduced to is I.
Yeah.
Because now where does all of this teaching and stuff come from? It comes from the training from other individuals as well. Because now, don't get me wrong. Oftentimes, you know, you are encouraged. You are, you know, you're downright, you're motivated and you're inspired. In. You're inspired. Also starts with I. Somebody will take the time and they'll plant these seeds in you and they'll tell you how great you are, you know, how great you can be. You know, they'll tell you, you know, you can't be stopped, which all of this stuff is true. But even with that, you're so much better with a team. And in, you know, in the game of life, it takes a team to actually make it to that point in which, you know, wellness starts to happen.
Not as real.
But if everything is just about you all the time, you the shot caller, you know, you the end all be all, then to be honest with you, that's an illness. You become a plague. You know, in most cases, people like that, a lot of people don't want to be around them anyways. A lot of people don't want to work with them, you know, because honestly, they become unreachable. Now you can't even give input.
You can't take input.
That's it.
Yeah, that's real, bro. That's real, bro. I'm looking at the time. I set a timer. We got 14, right? 14 left. You know, like this whole conversation stemmed on that quote that you read, man. And a lot of this is just like a refresher. And a lot of this, too, is kind of like just a refresher, man. Like it just helps to be like, OK, you know, it either confirms or a lot of things that I'm already thinking or a lot of things that I'm already doing. And sometimes we need that, man. I just think like this right here, this podcast that we having a conversation, like I can have this by myself or I can have this with another individual. You know what I mean? That's striving for the same thing. I think that helps. You know what I mean? It's just like something as simple as that. But nah, man, like that was just dope, man. That quote by Malcolm X, that I versus we.
I want to, you know what? I'm going to play something and then from this here, we can go ahead and we can put things to rest at the end. I don't know how this ties into anything.
All right, but cool.
Yeah, we just gonna go with it.
We was about to say, we about to roll with it, man.
We ain't did a segment like this, man, in a while anyway. So here we go. This up. I'm going to give you a little.
You got to send it to me, too, so I can drop it in.
Okay.
Ladies and gentlemen, Chadwick Boseman.
I know personally that your generosity extends past what you have given on the stage and screen. Many of you already know the story that Mr. Washington, when asked by Felicia Rashad to join her in assisting 9 theater students from Howard University who had been accepted to a summer acting program at the British Academy of Dramatic Acting in Oxford. He gracefully and privately agreed to contribute. As fate would have it, I was one of the students that he paid for. Imagine receiving a letter that your tuition for that summer was paid for and that your benefactor was none other than the dopest actor on the planet. I have no doubt that there are similar stories in boys and girls clubs and theaters and churches across the country where I know you have also inspired and motivated others. An offering from a sage and a king is more than silver and gold. It is a seed of hope, a bud of faith. There is no Black Panther without Denzel Washington.
I'm done. That's all. I'm going to leave it right there.
That's real, man.
The quote that he used, though. I'm going to try to rewind that.
Inspired and motivated others. An offering from a sage and a king is more than silver and gold. It is a seed of hope, a bud of faith. There is no Black Panther without Denzel Washington.
See the hope of bud of faith, man. That's real. That's real, man. Like, I like that. I like that, man.
An investment.
Investment. That's really what it is, man. Well,
at that point, it wasn't about I. It became about the next generation. It became, and the crazy thing, the hardest thing for people to do, maybe it's easier when you have money. No, I'm not even going to give nobody a cop out. Because for certain people with money, it becomes even harder. Why would I even invest in something that hasn't even sprouted today? How I know this ain't a waste of my time?
That's real.
I work hard for my money.
That's also a good mindset.
But the thing about it is this here. This guy here, Denzel, accomplished. This brother invested. He invested in the present, which had the potential to become the future.
Man, that's real.
Without Denzel Washington, there would be no Black Panther. That's what Chadwick Boseman said.
That's real, man. That's real, bro.
That's why it comes a time in life, man. I'm going to say this. It's a little bit and I'm done. That's why it comes a time in life in which my grandmother was the first one to put me on game. You know, she put my boots on with this saying, this quote. And it goes, when a person is here to appreciate their flowers, give them their flowers while they're here. And so what he did, now, the way that fate would have it, the way that fate would illustrate things, Chadwick Boseman is no longer here. Denzel, the veteran, he's still here. But that brother, he spoke from the heart when he had an opportunity. He gave him his flowers at that point in time. Now that's all that matters.
Man, dude, like, and you know, it's crazy. You can't, like, with him, even though Chadwick didn't, we wish he was still here, the impact that he had, man.
In such a short time. So that goes to tell you, man. Yeah. Oftentimes, man, we looking at the amount of certain things. It ain't never, and don't misquote me on this, or please understand what I'm trying to say. Yeah, it comes times in which the amount does account for something.
Yeah.
But the most important things, it's the impact. It's the impact. It's about what you do with your time, with your effort, how you utilize your skills, your talents, your resources. Great. That's what it's about.
That's it, bro. Drop the mics, dog. That's drop the mic. Yo, man, this is the Real Talk Podcast, man. I think this is another win. If you like anything we said, please like, share, comment, man. This is Real Talk Podcast. Peace, man.
Real talk.
Thank you for listening. If you enjoyed this episode, or if you want to check out more of our content, please visit our social media platforms linked in the description of this episode. You can also check us out each week where we drop a new episode every single Thursday. So don't forget, like, share, comment, and thanks again for listening. We'll see you guys next week. Peace.